New West is set to evaluate its Community Advisory Assembly pilot project and determine its next steps. After receiving more than 200 applications from people interested in serving on the committee, the city selected 36 residents who mirrored the city's overall demographic profile. The group held its first meeting in January 2024 and hosted its wrap-up event in January 2025. A staff report stated that during the year-long pilot project, the assembly discussed and provided recommendations to the city on a variety of topics, including community belonging and connecting, road reallocation, climate action and intersectionality, and cultural observances. At its February 10 meeting, council took action related to evaluating the pilot project and considering its next steps. Council directed staff to consider the feedback from the Community Advisory Assembly on its terms of reference in developing recommendations for the future of the assembly model. It also endorsed the next steps to be taken in the evaluation of the assembly and the decision-making process about the future of the assembly initiative. The evaluation process includes surveys and optional interviews of assembly members, council, staff, and others. Staff will then develop recommendations for council's consideration, which should happen this spring. No assembly meetings or other activity will take place during the evaluation and decision-making period, said the report. Shark fin bylaw repealed. The City of New Westminster has repealed its shark fin bylaw. But that doesn't mean shark fin soup will be showing up on menus in town anytime soon. In 2012, council approved a shark fin regulation bylaw which regulated the trade, sale and distribution of shark fins and products derived from shark fins in New West. The bylaw, proposed by then-councillor Chuck Puchmeyer, came at a time concerns were being raised about the environmental impacts of killing millions of sharks annually and about the practice of cutting off sharks' fins and throwing the fish back into the ocean to die. A report to council stated that shark fins are primarily used to make shark fin soup in Asian restaurants, but other products are also available such as dried, canned, cooked, wet, and frozen form at some markets and health stores. At a February 2025 meeting, council supported a staff recommendation to repeal the bylaw. A staff report noted that a business license bylaw adopted by council in November 2024 includes provisions that regulate the sale and distribution of shark fins. As a result, maintaining a separate shark fin regulation bylaw is now unnecessary, said the report. Patron participation. Live entertainment could soon be on the menu at one of New Westminster's newest restaurants. City Council has endorsed Dine Canadian's application to allow patron participation entertainment from 5 to 11 p.m., Monday to Sunday. If the application is approved by the province's Liquor and Cannabis Regulation Branch, the restaurant would be able to operate dine and dance, live music and dancing, or karaoke. A staff report said the restaurant has not generated any complaints since the new owners opened the restaurant at 525 7th Street in November 2024. In discussion with the business owner, they have communicated to staff they are committed to being a good neighbor through monitoring sound levels, ensuring operations are in alignment with the city's noise bylaw, and being responsive in solving issues if they were to arise, said a report to council. Water tunnel construction continues. Work on a water supply tunnel under the Fraser River is continuing. Metro Vancouver is building the Anisus Water Supply Tunnel under the Fraser River, between New Westminster and Surrey, as part of its efforts to increase the reliability of clean water to Surrey and other lower mainland municipalities. As part of the project's contractor, Trailer Acon General Partnership, sought an exemption from the city's construction noise bylaw. The exemption, approved on January 13, allows work on the project to be done from Friday, January 31 to Saturday, May 10 on weekdays from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. and on Saturdays from 6 p.m. to midnight. Council previously approved a noise exemption in October 2023 that allowed work to be done outside regular construction hours. According to a staff report, unanticipated complications, including required equipment not arriving in a timely manner and staffing issues, have resulted in delays, so the project is taking longer than expected. To ensure the work is completed within the new amended timelines, the contractor is requiring an extension, said the report to council. But in a follow-up statement to the record, Metro Vancouver said the contractor requested this variance so that it can take the necessary time to safely and efficiently complete the tunnel boring machine removal. According to Metro Vancouver, the project is not delayed and is on schedule. A staff report stated the project consists of two 60-meter vertical shafts, one in Surrey and one in New West, connected by a 2.4 kilometers tunnel that's about 30 meters below the riverbed. According to Metro Vancouver's website, construction will take about 6 years, running from 2022 to 2028. It will involve building an entry shaft in Surrey and an exit shaft in New Westminster and using a tunnel boring machine to excavate the tunnel. A site at 1031 Quebec Street in downtown New West serves as the receiving shaft for the tunnel boring machine.